This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now, a cookbook that a lot of foodies have been talking about during the pandemic is called Cooking Solo. It's by the food writer Clancy Miller. Miller trained as a pastry chef in Paris, and she recently launched a new magazine called For the Culture, which is all about Black women in the food and wine field. One of her big fans is our staff writer, Helen Rosner.
I am so excited to talk with Clancy Miller, the writer and editor and cookbook author whose 2016 book, Cooking Solo, The Joy of Cooking for Yourself, is one of those books that, for me, changed the way that I cook. It changed the way that I think about cooking as an act of care, not just to other people, but to myself. It was a real philosophical awakening. And over the last year and a half, it's been especially apt as the world has moved through various lockdowns, restaurant closures, reopenings, grocery availabilities and scarcities. I think the way that everybody has cooked has changed a little bit. And Clancy's book has been one of my guideposts. It's been a hell of a summer.
It has been. It started off so nicely, and now it's just like, haha, the world is ending. It's not. it's not, but it's, yeah, this is a heavy, heavy week.
A lot of the lessons in the book, both on a sort of practical culinary basis, but also the bigger philosophy that you express, this idea that joy does not have to be shared, right? Joy can be just you and, you know, your beautiful piece of fish or your beautiful salad or whatever it is, has felt very urgent, I think. I know for so many people who spent time alone in over the last year and a half, it feels like a really important philosophy to hold on to.
I think so, yes. It's something that I have believed for a really long time, that you as a person are just as worthy of a generous gesture or a delicious meal as a loved one or anyone you would invite into your home. And I do not think that is a laborious exercise. I think it really can be joyful. I think it can be creative. It can also be very simple. It doesn't have to be an elaborate, you know, feast. But yeah, this summer, first of all, it's been random. The weather, it's like heat wave raining. So I generally don't feel like cooking a lot. I make salads a lot. I make like fattoush is my inspirational thing right now.
I love making fattoush. That's one of my favorites. That classic Middle Eastern salad with crispy pita bread. And how do you make your dressing? I use lots of lime juice and dried mint.
So I've been playing around with different dressings. I sometimes will do just like a lemon, garlic, olive oil situation, and I'll add sumac. If I feel like I'm working with extremely flavorful ingredients, I'll just kind of salt it and do lemon juice. One of the things I enjoyed about making Cooking Solo was figuring out how can you do desserts for one. So I don't know, you can saute some fruit and have like a scoop of ice cream, or you know what I mean? Like you can poach some pears.
I live with my husband. I rarely cook just for myself, but when I do, it is interesting to have to build up that activation energy to actually put the effort in just for me. And it feels really, I don't want to say indulgent, because I think that's sort of contrary to what you have been trying to express in your book and in your work since then. It's not an indulgence. It's just a simple act of care. But it's this degree of effort that you know, there's like a bit of a hurdle where it's like, well, you know, slice the apple a little bit nicely, put it on a real plate. Don't just eat it out of a Ziploc bag or whatever it might be. It feels a little bit more special, which when the world feels like it's falling apart is a sort of gentle corrective.
Yeah. I should also say that this book came from a very specific place for me. Kind of the kernel for the book came from when I was in culinary school studying pastry in Paris and kind of using the city as my homework or my larger classroom. And so everything was really fun for me in terms of A, it was my first time living alone. B, I had never been to culinary school. C, I was encouraged to actually go out and look at food and just like be with food in many different ways. So for me, in that was my first time cooking for myself, it every day felt like an adventure. I think one of the reasons why like I see it as a joyful act is because when I first started cooking for myself, it truly was a joyful act.
I'd love to kind of sort of set the scene so you've made your salad, you've made your beautiful piece of fish. Mm-hmm. What about the act of dining alone? Because cooking alone is one thing, and I think you can keep yourself occupied, you know, by doing the actual work of cooking. But then you have to sit down and eat, and it's just you. So how do you dine alone? Does that get wrapped in ritual or flowers on the table, or how does that work?
I do love flowers on the table. I love getting bouquets of flowers. I also am a huge fan of candelabras. I collect them. So I like a pretty table. I'm working on a book right now, so sometimes my table gets overloaded with junk, but I like to properly clear it off, sit down, relax. Sometimes I will watch television. I won't lie. And, I don't think that's a bad thing.
We're only human. Clancy, thank you so much for giving us this time today and for being so flexible. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It's my pleasure. This is a nice thing to look forward to that's not work.
It's technically work. It's just the fun kind.
Helen Rosner talking with Clancy Miller, author of Cooking Solo.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.